Hashi Business Show. I'm Farah Bashir.
And this is Richard Fitzgerald.
And today we have some important news for you. So Dubai's Cube Development is set to invest $700 million in new property projects, and as well, Kingdom tops emerging markets with 18.5% share in dollar debt insurance. So which are really exciting, as mentioned.
They're the Cube headlines today. Yeah. So and we have a guest on later all about yes. property. So what's your investment appetite, Farah? If you were investing in different businesses and sectors, what do you look out for?
I would definitely look out for real estate for sure. Mm. You know, I'm already, by the way, thinking of actually investing in a property, maybe a one bedroom to start. And I just don't know how. So I'm really excited for the guest, so he can maybe give us more of an insight. And speaking of that, as well, Cube Development is making $700 million investment into building new sustainable properties in Dubai. And of course, this all aligns with the overall growth and investor confidence in Dubai's real estate market at the moment.
Yeah, I think we know the headline development companies, Emaar, Danube, Azizi, we know the big developers, mm-hmm. but I think what's happened and Dubai Holding, of course, with all the different entities, what's happened over the years is, if you're an entrepreneur, how do you get involved in the real estate sector and construction in the UAE? Do you become a construction company? Do you fit out interiors? Do you do joinery? Do you do brokerage? Do you become an agent? And do you help people buy and sell property? Or do you get your own plots? And I think when Dubai Works Business Podcast, before it became Smashy Business, we interviewed over the years different entrepreneurs who were developers. And what they do, Farah, is they, in a big unit, they take a small plot and they build a hotel or they build a residential and they sell it, but they're small and you barely hear of them. They do a little bit of advertising here or there, but they're small developers. But I don't think the general consumer knows that there's a lot of small developers that are getting the loans. And, Dubai, the land department regulates this very heavily. So you really do need the 150 million dirhams or whatever it is to get the down payment and to be sure that they know that you're going to develop the plot. And of course, a lot of these places are free zone. Leasehold only. Mm-hmm. So the fact that some developers can own a plot and build on it is fascinating. Cube Development are aiming to deliver 2.3 million square feet of new properties by the end of 2025. Do we know if it's the private sector or if it's the do we know if it's commercial or if it's residential? It looks like residential.
Yeah, they haven't really quite mentioned, but honestly, I think that with this investment, I think that they are aiming to deliver 2.3 million square feet of new properties by 2025.
Yeah.
Because they want to attract more investors.
Yeah, and they'll do a lot of that off plan. So. I think it is fascinating. We talked this week with Waleed Shahabi. We talked a lot about prop tech, but this is... And we talked about Saudi, the construction boom over there, the giga projects, and not just that, the 600,000 new homes that have been built. But there's pocket stories here in Dubai, and there's entities like Cube who are going. I think I saw one statistic of how fast Benghazi have grown over the years, and the different developers, and it's single person owned, and the different entities that they've announced and things like that. So it does look quite attractive. I wonder if there's someone in the agent world looking at this and thinking, well, I know this sector. I would invest, but maybe I would become a developer. Maybe, maybe I become a builder, and rather than enabling the transactions on the back of it.
That is true. And by the way, as well, with what's going to make this all very, I would say, unique is the fact that they are focusing on the quality and sustainability, which is, I would say, that what people are looking for, and investors would rather invest in property that is mainly sustainable and has quality design, and of course large spaces, because as well it is going to be over 623,000 square feet of land, and has already been acquired, which is really quite a lot. It is a lot.
Well, I'll take your word for it. I'm not good at these space numbers, but it does sound like a lot, Farah, indeed.
I mean, it is because when there are off plan, I would say projects.
Yeah.
It's very hard to trust the off off-plan properties, and people would tend to rather trust things that are already there. They are, you can go and see for yourself, because of course sometimes some pictures can be like deceiving.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah, and it's just you don't know where the property market is going to be in the future, but yeah, I mean these guys will definitely be going for the off-plan.
I mean, so far I think the property markets are going to be like increasing, because as well, according to an article by Arabian Business, is that property market hit record-breaking sales transactions in May.
Yeah.
So I really don't think that the property market is going to go down anytime soon.
Famous last words. Let's see.
Literally. I don't think so, you guys. I really don't think so at all. But that's okay. Mark my words. If I think it's time to invest right now, and later on, they're just going to be increasing more and more. And yeah, you'll never know.
Yeah.
So let's jump to our next story. So Kingdom tops emerging markets with 18.5% share in dollar debt issuance. So of course, which is, by the way, like as we've mentioned, it is... it's all about big numbers. Saudi Arabia is the top issuer of dollar-dominated debt among emerging markets in 2024 so far, and it accounts to 18.5% of such debt issuances in the first 5 months.
So yeah, they issued an Islamic bond, a sukuk, for $5 billion, consisting of 3-year, 6-year, and 10-year rates. This is part of their efforts to... expected shortfall, fiscal shortfall of $21 billion. They are issuing a lot of debt higher than China. Waleed Shahabi again said that it's important to fund the construction to tap the debt markets. Yeah. NEOM is a loan expected to cost $500 billion. And in early 2024, the government sold $12 billion in bonds. Saudi banks have about $16.9 billion of US dollar debt maturing in 2024.
Well, I think that this is all largely due to the country's budget deficit and its effort to develop its bond markets.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? But despite that, this was said earlier in the week on the show that Saudi's public debt remains relatively low at 25% of GDP. Other countries are a lot higher debt, so they have the scope to take on some of this debt. And with the bonds as well, like people have an interest. The rates that the Saudi sukuks offer are relatively high, and people are getting return from Saudi on that, and you know the yields are quite high. So it's kind of if you're investing in those sukuks, you're kind of investing in Saudi as well. So yeah,
that is true as well. Fitch as well predicts that this will persist for the rest of 2024. 225. And by the way, as well, driving factors can include debt market development, funding diversification, and debt repayment and project financing, which is, you can just like we have been for the past, I would say, few times the past week, we had a lot of Saudi stories that just like show more and more how Saudi's economy just keeps on growing.
Yeah, and they are just reading here that they've dedicated a debt management office, DMO, under the Ministry of Finance to develop legal governance and risk management frameworks for debt management. So they don't go, if you get into fiscal debt, if you get into trouble, then you have to pass that pressure back onto the public. So you have to do different things with interest rates. You have to do different things to bring the cash back into the country. If you end up, as a country, if you end up in too much debt, it puts pressure on everything.
That's true.
And there are certain countries in the region who are in debt and their currency has gone way out of control and all that sort of stuff. So at least Saudi are not only managing it from a financial point of view, but they're having dedicated departments set up as well.
But as well, I think not many understand how the Saudi Arabia's debt market growth can impact its economy, you know?
Yeah.
For example, like when they are attracting foreign investment, because they do attract increasing issuance of dollar-dominated debt, where attracts foreign investors to the country's debt market. And as well, they develop domestic debt market, and as well, as you said, repaying maturing debts.
Yeah, exactly.
Which are all of like, these are really all important, I would say, factors that are helping Saudi Arabia with their debt and covering it all.
Yeah, agreed. It's interesting to follow. It's interesting to learn about these things. We probably need a financial expert on the show,
Oh,
but
yes.
the things are moving in Saudi, that's for sure.
That is true, which again, like I think I mentioned that like the beginning of the week that Saudi just is, Saudi did say and did mention that it's going to be trying to, it's going to compete with Dubai and Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
In a way. So yeah. It's kind of like exciting to see like with Saudi and the numbers that we keep on seeing with their growth, their okay. market growth just like shows me and makes me wonder like where Saudi is going to be like in 2033 yeah. according to their vision, because they have a lot of visions for their
for 2030. Yeah, but they also have 2030. Yeah, and they also have the FIFA World Cup coming up in 2034, and they're working on a new vision with different KPIs and different goals. So there's lots to follow in Saudi, absolutely.
Agreed. And speaking of that, so we are done for the news for today because we have a very important interview after this tiny short break. If you guys are into investing and you guys are looking for properties, I think you might want to stay tuned because you can invest in properties in just 8 seconds.
Oh, really?
Which is literally, I mean, it's like a dream for all of the investors. So stay tuned.
Cool. Thanks, guys. Speak to you next.
Welcome back to the Smashy Business Show. Of course, as I mentioned before the break, we do have with us, joining us, Amin Makhlouf, the owner of Mackay, a hassle-free online platform. If you're looking towards investing in property, as mentioned, and in just 8 seconds, thank you so much for joining and welcome
nice
to the show. Of course, we mentioned on the show, we had like some, you know, investing. A lot of people are actually looking towards investing. If you can just give everyone a brief about your platform and what does it do?
So actually I created online-based structured powered by AI platform to sell and buy real estate. So actually what you can do, you know, you can just sell your property in few clicks and there is no one that will waste your time like, hi, how are you and all this stuff. And there is no human brain that can stop you or that can push you or play on your feelings. So you're the hero in your life. You can just click and do whatever you want.
That is true, because like usually when you are around people, they do tend to have like to install the emotional factor when like they're selling you a product.
Yeah.
And investing in a property is not a product. It's something yeah. really bigger than that.
Actually, so, it's one of the most stressful, you know, transaction in your life.
That is true. Yeah. That is true. But I want to ask you, because like the what do you think of the property market, since you do sell property
right
on the
now?
App? Yeah,
we have a lot of sellers.
Okay.
A lot of sellers, and mostly people are buying by off plan and with very huge payment plan by 1% per month for 15, 20 years. Mm-hmm. So we need to see what's going to happen because there is a lot of people who's selling and the amount of people who is buying is super low right now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that is true because as well, like I mentioned on the show earlier that according to an article done by Arabian Business, the market, the property market in Dubai has gone really up high in May, which is really, it's good for the market in Dubai. But would you say that is gonna, like the property market in the UAE is going to keep on increasing or do you think it will decrease anytime soon?
It's going to be increasing.
Increasing
it's gonna, well, it's actually, it's always increasing.
Yes.
But in one day, everything can be changed. And this day, like, no one knows when it's going to be. It's all about when everyone will stop buying, when everyone will start seeing the price like super crazy. And first of all, the most important and the main thing that need to mention that as well, it's about the world. How is the world right now? Is there a crisis? Or everything is increasing, if there is any issues like globally, you know, like new wars and all mm-hmm. this stuff. So everything is based on a lot of stuff.
Agreed. And as well, you know, like people, when they are investing, do you think that McKay is reliable for investors? Would you advise investors who want to invest in property to use McKay? Because of course, you know, like, as investors, or as an investor, they usually like prefer to go and have things done hand in hand.
So actually, I don't like to advise anything like you need to do this or that. So what I did with Maki, I just saved a lot of time and you can see everything. Let's say if I want to buy a property from this developer, the real estate agents will offer me one or two or three maximum properties from this building of the bedrooms that I will choose. On Mac, you will see every single property that's on sale in this building. So you can click every single thing and you will see the floor plans. If you'll request this from the real estate agent, so what you're gonna see? You're gonna see, first of all, 10,000 files, 10,000 pictures on your WhatsApp, which will be like boom, 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 boom. Then at the end, you will start sorting out these pictures for this property, this floor plans for this property. So what I have done, I just make the same properties with all of the floor plans and I already uploaded there everything. And I'm not hiding the series, the property number and all the stuff. So you can just see every single thing and choose what you want.
What strategies does McKay follow, of course, so it can have the number one position up in UAE?
What do you mean?
Like there must be a strategy happening.
So first of all, we are not hiding anything. Mm-hmm. We are showing everything, the property number, okay. The series, the floor plan, the 3D tour. And as well, I want to mention that we are doing a 3D tour because no one is doing this right now in the market. So if we have property on sale, we are doing the 3D tour. So you can just click the virtual tour and you can walk in the property and see everything. The second thing, we are not pushing to buy this property. So if you will choose the physical viewing, you will go to see the property. No one will push you, yeah, you need to buy this. No one will tell you this is the best option. This is the best investment that you will do in your life. So you're free. This is the main point, that you are free and you will not waste your time.
I mean, that's amazing. But like, my question is, what are the key reasons investors should choose McKay? Because a lot of people are into investing right now.
Yeah.
So what do you think like are key reasons that you would put someone who wants to invest, okay, this is McKay, you can use it, it's going to benefit you?
They will see everything. They will see everything. They can explore every single, you know, like there's a lot of real estate platforms,
yes,
where you can explore all the properties. But at the end, you will see a lot of fake listings and fake prices. Why this happening? Because there is a real estate agent who might just list something, which is he can make a mistake. He can make a he can add a different picture. So this is what will, you know, will stop you at that moment. You will see something is not verified. You will think, oh, is this real or no? So on Maki, we are verified. We already verified everything by the QR code from Dubai Land Department. So whatever you will see, whatever you will choose, you can buy it. So because this is the real property. We don't have any fake listings because every single listing that we have, it's based on Dubai Land Department QR code that we are uploading. So whatever you will see, whatever you will choose, this is the real property.
That's interesting as well. You have mentioned about the $10,000
rewards. Yeah,
rewards. If you can tell, like, how can an investor like benefit from the $10,000 reward?
Well, actually, let's say you have Maki.
Okay.
You share the link with me. I'm buying the property. You got your $10,000 referral. So if I'm buying, like, of course, I know people who is also buying property. So what I can do, I can just share my link to all of the people. So they will buy and I can also get money from this. As well, we have a free fit out.
What is that?
So when you're registering on the platform, you can get your fit out coupon, which is 0.1% of your property. So if you will buy a ready property, let's say, I don't know, like the walls might be dirty or some small stuff. So we are covering and cleaning all the stuff.
Actually, so I have a question. So like when an investor is investing in a property and then let's say like he gets it and he does not like it and it needs a lot of renovation. Is that provided by me?
Well, we provide only 0.1% of the property amount price.
That's actually
like, of course, you know, we cannot provide in a studio that that price at 500,000 dirhams. We cannot provide Versace and Louis Vuitton furnishing. So it's all about the property price.
Well, what are like some like what are the new features that can users expect from Maki, like something that users or investors actually can expect?
3D tour on the property, 3D tour on the building, and 3D tour on the streets.
Is it accurate though?
Yeah.
What if it's off plan? How can it be accurate if it's off plan?
Well, I will tell you honestly, for the off plan right now, we are dealing only with the things that provided by the developer. So what we can do from our side, we can innovate something on the ready properties that no one is doing. We cannot innovate the developer's properties that not even existing. They are just still building these properties. So whatever the developer have, we can just post it on our platform. That's it.
What are some of the developers that you work with?
Actually, it's 85% of all of the Dubai developers. It's Nahil, Imar, Mag, Tiger, Damak, like the top developers, so Niyatsil Group.
Will there be, because we talked all about investment and all of that, will there be like a section for people who are interested in renting?
It will be in the future. Like we are working on this and it will be soon. But right now we don't have it.
Well, have you had, let me say, fallout with a client through Maki?
Like bad story?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had. So actually what happened, the client, he did everything. He posted everything on sale, then he scheduled the booking. So our team arrived there to make the pictures, the 3D tour, the video shoot, but the building was not handed over yet. He didn't have the keys, so we lost around 4 hours. He didn't have the keys. He was going right and left to try to get the keys from the developer. At the end, what we have done, we just spoke with the developer from our side, and we just managed, so we just rescheduled this booking. So actually, he lost his time with us, to be honest,
Because so in that
he made everything, but he didn't have the keys.
Did he pay?
Who?
The guy. Did he put any money down or anything?
No. This his property, he already paid everything for his property. Okay. He just didn't have the keys. And we are not charging any amount to list the property on our platform yet.
All right. Well, I mean, that is honestly amazing, but it can go both. Like, it can be good and it can be bad, right?
Of course. Everything can be
happy. Yes, of course.
There is nothing that will be always good.
So if you can give like a brief of your expectations for the property market for the next, I would say, like year.
We'll have a lot of sellers and a lot of developers that not on the top of the list. They will go up because they will provide a very big payment plan, which is going to be for 20. I think it's going to be even for 30 years for 0.5 or 1%. So it will be more, you know, flexible for people who have salary, but it's not that high salary that people can buy from Imar or Nahil developers. So the people that have a bit lower amount of the salaries, they might be able to buy a property, not renting the property.
Interesting. Well, thank you so much.
Always welcome.
For giving us all of the insights and making investing easier for everyone who wants to invest. And this is it for today's episode, you guys. Don't forget, we as well go in podcast form, and see you next Monday.
Thank you.